come up this time? Well, Merry Christmas. Now, let me ask what you think I have in here. It's not candy, no. I bought candy last time, so. No, it's not presents, exactly. What do you think I might have? Do you think that I might have a doll in here? Do I look like the kind of guy to have a doll? No, I don't think. Well, surprise. When I was a little boy, my grandmother had a doll that I thought was just fascinating. You know why? Because there were more dolls inside. Now, I was about probably some of your ages, and I discovered that, and I thought that was the most interesting thing, because every time you opened it, there was another doll. Smaller and smaller. Now, what do you think this story is that these dolls are about? What was the first one? The first doll I showed you? Okay, what was the second one?
Jesus?
No. I and my kerchief. And Mom and her cap. Do you remember that story? And the little one, all snug in their bed, it does squeak, doesn't it? The visions of what in their heads?
Sugar plums.
Sugar plums, that's right. You did, okay. And what was downstairs?
Christmas.
A Christmas tree. And what arrived? A tiny reindeer, remember? Yeah. And the story began, and this time it's the end. What ran all through the house? Mice. Right? Yeah, that's supposed to be a little mouse. You can't tell too well there, but
okay.
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, and to me it was just interesting, and the doll that my grandmother had was actually just looked like a doll. And I found this years ago, and I really like to collect Santas, so I collected the Santa. But there's another one, and I'll bring this one a different time and show you what's inside it, because it's different. What's on the outside? Okay, right? Just like your scene over there, right? A nativity scene, or a creche, it's called, which was the night Jesus was born, right? But this doll is not a story just about Christmas. This doll is a story about Jesus. So I'll bring it another time and show you. But the thing about it is, the reason I think I like those dolls is that you can't always go by what's on the outside, right? Somebody can look rough or grumpy, and you talk to them, they have to be a really nice person, right? You have to look inside of people and see what they're really like. And the good news for us is that God always looks inside of us and sees what we're like and knows us and loves us, even if sometimes we don't always do the right thing. But God's love is always there. And tonight is Christmas, so I did bring along some dolls, kind of, for you. These are actually ornaments for a Christmas tree. These were made by a mission program, and they worked with families who didn't have a lot of money, and they taught them how to make these, and they would make these and sell them, and through the church, and those then were used to help very poor people in some other countries. And they made them all out of fibers from plants that grew in their country. So I invite you to take those home and hang them on your tree if you have a space for them. And remember that God loves all people, us and people all over the world, and that God always sees what we're like inside, And God loves us as we are. And we should look at other people and see not just how they look on the outside, but also how they look on the inside. Thanks so much for coming up. But before you go, may we pray? Okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to love us. Thank you for coming again to us this night in your word and in your sacrament. And thank you for living within us. Help us to show others your love by how we live. And help us, Lord, always to see other people as you see them. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.